in our city. I believe that we are to target things. I believe one of the things that the Lord is targeting right now is the gang stuff and also the human trafficking. A lot of the prayer movements, they have really been going after the trafficking, the human trafficking. I believe that we can eradicate it with prayer. Don't you? I just want to tell you, pray. Pray, pray. I don't care if you feel like you're a bad prayer. Pray. All praying is talking to God. Have a conversation with God and don't talk, do all the talking. Listen. I jokingly tell intercessors, sometimes we talk too much. We pray too much. We need to be quiet and listen. Because it's about what he wants to do. And if we're doing all the talking, we're not going to be able to hear what he wants us to do. He has a strategy for the human trafficking. He has a strategy for the gang wars. He has a strategy for the drugs. Things are escalating on our borders in the United States, our southern borders. What are we going to do about it? How are we going to posture ourselves? What is God saying about it? Pray, 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 pray. Like that article in the newspaper, all we can do now is pray, pray, pray. I was in Wales with Bill, and I'll probably end with this story. I was in Wales with Bill. We had just flown in, and Bill was going to be speaking that night. And Bill doesn't get jet lag. I get it for him and me. Seriously, I try hard not to, but it just, you know. So he's up speaking that night, and I'm sitting on the front row going, oh God, can I just please go to sleep? I was out of it, not really, to be honest with you, not paying attention to what was going on. I just was zoning. And at the end of the service, Bill had the people stand up. I don't know how many people, lots of people, stand up and begin praying. And he had three different times he wanted things he wanted them to pray for. So he would have them stand and they prayed for the first thing. And they lifted up their voice corporately and prayed. And when they began praying out loud together, I heard a sound in the room. And I thought, what is that sound? I've heard that sound before, but I couldn't identify it. I just couldn't figure it out. So he had them stop praying and then he gave them something else.